It has a lot of pain. That's how the White House budget director described the budget plan President Obama unveiled today. The $3.7 billion blueprint includes cuts or outright elimination of over 200 federal programs and a five-year freeze on domestic spending. Here's the president speaking at Parkville Middle School near Baltimore this morning.
This budget freeze will require some tough choices. It will mean cutting things that I care deeply about. For example, community action programs and low-income neighborhoods and towns, and community development block grants that so many of our cities and states rely on. But if we're going to walk the walk when it comes to fiscal discipline, these kinds of cuts will be necessary.
Republican leaders say the cuts aren't deep enough. House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan of Wisconsin says the president is making the U.S. debt crisis worse. But members of the president's bipartisan fiscal commission, like Republican Alan Simpson, say, in effect, this is all a bunch of hooey. Nothing will fix the deficit till the hard work of cutting benefits like Social Security happens. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. And Rick, it would seem politically the president felt he had to go with these discretionary cuts.
That's right. I think it's a buy-in, if you think about it like that. The president knows that you can't do anything in this current environment unless you're serious about cutting spending. So he's leading with some of the cuts that I think are interesting on Pell Grants, on housing grants. Those are things that are traditionally a Democratic constituency base. They are guarded very closely by Democrats. The fact that he wants to cut those areas, I think, is trying to send a signal that he gets it.
What else stood out to you in these tough choices and sacrifices he said he had to make?
I think endorsing more than $70 billion in Pentagon spending. Pentagon spending is something that most presidents keep off limits. That's another big one. Low-income heating assistance program. I've seen Democrats fight to the finish to try to preserve those funds. He's tweaking that and trying to wrest some savings out of that. Also interesting is that he uses most of the savings to expand other items of spending. Education overall gets a pretty big boost. Rail funding, high-speed rail funding, is something that he invests in as well. So most of the savings he uses to redirect, which I think is an important political decision between what he's doing and what Republicans are doing, which is purely cut.
It's interesting. You mentioned the cuts in heating oil, and Joe Kennedy, who runs a program for the poor here, has some very pointed ads out right now saying Venezuela is the only country that will give us home heating oil for the poor. Well, the president is also extending some tax credits for college expenses and child care, but proposing increasing taxes. Talk to us about that.
That's right. One thing he wants to do is limit the tax deductions that you can get for high-income people. So you put a cap on the amount of mortgage interest or charitable contribution that you can get credit for if you make more than $250,000. He also wants to let the tax cuts lapse for people making more than $250,000. That's couples making that amount. He, of course, wanted to do this last year as well, ended up signing somewhat reluctantly a bill that extended those tax cuts. He's going to try to end them. A lot of these deductions are very popular. It makes it so difficult to get rid of them, and Republicans just say a flat-out no to any increase in taxes.
So this goes to Congress now. Rick, what do you think the president's thinking is? Some people are speculating that it's a big bet that an improving economy is going to take much of the steam out of the deficit. Explain that thinking.
Well, his thinking is that if you show that you are investing in an improving economy, you'll get credit with voters who want to see more than that. They don't want just mindless cuts, and that if he's able to show over the next year and a half some economic growth, some targeted investments and programs that pay off, that will outweigh the fact that he hasn't really delivered on the huge cuts that Republicans are talking about and that a lot of independent analysts say are really necessary in the long term. He calls it cut and grow, and if he does cut and does see some growth as a result of it, that changes the political equation a bit from the current construct, which is people want to see cuts, they want to see government shrink. If he's able to say, no, it actually needs to grow in some areas and it's going to have an impact, that's potentially good for him politically.
Well, it's what happened for Ronald Reagan in 1984, and some are writing that Obama is betting that as people make more money, government deficits will shrink as they pay more taxes, as tax receipts go up. So we'll keep an eye and see how that works out. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line, on the announcement today of President Obama's plan, at least, for cutting the deficit and cutting a lot of federal programs. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.